All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. I'm here to talk about San Francisco Giants starting pitcher Madison Bumgarner and what he is carving out for himself. You're talking about a guy in Bumgarner that just helped the Giants win their third World Series championship since 2010. And of course, he was a big part in the previous two championships that the Giants have won this decade. He was in that starting rotation when the Giants were able to defeat the Texas Rangers in 2010. And again, when the Giants were able to knock off the Detroit Tigers in the Fall Classic in 2012. But this time around was a little bit different because in 2010 and 2012, he was more in the shadow of starting pitchers Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain. Now, in 2014, Cain was lost early on with an injury that ended his season. Lincecum was not the same pitcher that he was in 2010. And just like 2012 coming down the stretch, Giants manager Bruce Bochy elected to have Lincecum in the bullpen. Right now, it was Bumgarner's team. He was 4-1 in the postseason this year, 2-0 in the World Series with a .43 earned run average. For his career, he's 4-0 in the World Series to go along with a .25 ERA. Now, in the regular season, he was 18-10 with a 2.98 ERA. But like I previously alluded to, he was able to take it up to another level in October. You go back to the wild card game against the Pittsburgh Pirates on the road against a very good Pirates team, and Bumgarner pitched a complete game shutout to send the Giants to the National League Divisional Series. Now, in the Divisional Series, he was a Game 3 starter for the Giants when they lost to the Washington Nationals, and it was mainly due to the fact of some errors, more importantly, Bumgarner's errors late in that game, which led to the loss. It was really nothing what he did on the mound. It was all about the defense. But right now, Bumgarner arguably is the best big game pitcher in baseball. And that's not a slight at the Clayton Kershaws of the world or the Felix Hernandezes of the world or the Adam Wainwrights. But you look at what Bumgarner did in the World Series. He kept the Kansas City Royals batters off balance. And the Royals have some good left-handed batters in their lineup. You look at Alex Gordon and you also look at Eric Hosmer. And they were unable to do anything against Bumgarner. Now, he got the game one start against Kansas City. He shut them down. He got the Game 5 start against Kansas City when the Giants needed it most. They had just won Game 4 to even the series up at 2 apiece, and the last thing they could afford to do was go back to Kansas City at that point for Game 6, down 3 games to do. Bumgarner took the ball from Bochy in game number 5, and he shut the Royals down. And when you have an ace like that on the mound, it brings everybody else up on the team because offensively the Giants hitters know if we get a few runs, this game is over. More importantly, the Royals knew it as well. Why was that so important? You look at game number 7. Kansas City had scored 10 runs in game 6 against San Francisco Giants pitching. And Tim Hudson got the start for game number 6. Game number 7, he was a little bit rocky, and of course, it's an all-hands-on-deck mentality for a Game 7 in baseball. And you look at it, you know that guys are going to have short hooks at that point. And you knew at some point Bumgarner was going to come out of the pen. And when he came out of that pen in that fourth inning, and he was shaky at first, and Kansas City was unable to hit him in that inning, when he was shaky, after that, once he settled down, it was over. And the Royals knew it. And, you know, he was well-deserving of being the World Series MVP. And you look at some of the great pitching performances that we've had in the playoffs since 2000. Of course, Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling in 2001 as they helped the Arizona Diamondbacks win the World Series. Then you look at Josh Beckett in 2003. As he helped the Florida Marlins win the World Series. Then Beckett came back later on in the decade in helping the Boston Red Sox win a championship in 2007. Then you look at Curt Schilling when he was a member of the Boston Red Sox in 2004. Of course, the Bloody Sock game in game number 6 in the American League Championship Series against the New York Yankees. You look at Adam Wainwright from St. Louis and what he's been able to do, Bumgarner ranks up there with those guys. And in an era of dominant starting pitching, which we are getting right now, like I said, the Kershaws and the King Felixes of the world and the Max Scherzers and the Wainwrights, Bumgarner's taking it up to another level, because people will always remember you for what you were able to do in the month of October. And right now, Madison Bumgarner is on cloud nine. This kid is only 25 years old, and the sky is the limit as long as he remains healthy as far as what he can be. Now, there are 30 teams around Major League Baseball that want to say that they have an ace at the top of their rotation, and there's only a few teams that can truthfully say that, and you can add the San Francisco Giants to that mix with Madison Bumgarner. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 9 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.